For 75 years, the book Goodnight Moon has helped children around the world fall asleep.
In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon.
It's been translated into more than 24 languages, including Spanish and Korean. Goodnight Moon was written by Margaret Wise Brown, with illustrations by Clement Hurd Brown. She didn't live long enough to see her story's international success, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Naming what's in the room and wishing each thing goodnight. That's all it is, and kids love it.
And a picture of the cow jumping over the moon.
Margaret Wise Brown was an unlikely children's book author. She was glamorous and cosmopolitan and didn't even really like children.
She once said, "I don't particularly care for children as a group."
But, says Leonard Marcus, one-on-one was okay. Marcus is the author of Margaret Wise Brown, Awakened by the Moon.
She was kind of a daydreamer. She loved to tell stories and make mischief.
Brown also wrote The Runaway Bunny and The Big Red Barn. And even though bunnies were characters in her stories, she liked to hunt them in real life.
She was not like a sweet, cute children's book writer.
Thatcher Hurd is himself a children's book author and the son of Clement Hurd, who illustrated Goodnight Moon. Margaret Wise Brown died when Thatcher was 3, but he heard stories. When he was a toddler, he went with his parents to visit Brown at her home in Maine.
She had made a little room for me. I mean, she decorated a room in her house, this tiny little house on an island in Maine, and she covered everything with fur. So there was like a fur rug and a fur bedspread, and I was 2 and I looked at it and I burst into tears.
But at the same time, Hurd says, Brown understood 2-year-olds better than anybody. In the mid-1930s, she studied child development with a progressive group of educators and psychologists. As a writer, she wanted to try something that was less make-believe and more in the here and now. Leonard Marcus.
The idea was that, no, children aren't so much interested in once upon a time, castles and kings. They want to know about the world they're in at the moment, starting with their own room.
And a comb and a brush, and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who was whispering, hush.
When children are new to the world, one of the first things they have to do is to find a way to feel at home there. And Goodnight Moon tells them that the world they find themselves in belongs to them, that they have a place in it.
Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Hard to believe now, but in the 1940s, Goodnight Moon was considered revolutionary. Too much so for the gatekeepers. For a children's book to succeed, it needed the approval of the New York Public Library. The head of its children's division was set in her ways. She famously tried to block E.B. White's Stuart Little. You know, the mouse born to a human family?
The head librarian at New York Public had found that very disturbing.
The same editor who worked on Stuart Little also worked on Goodnight Moon, Ursula Nordstrom of HarperCollins. When she saw Hurd's first illustrations, she asked him to change the picture of the cow jumping over the moon.
He drew a cow the way you would draw a cow, with an udder. But Ursula Nordstrom was very aware of how the librarians would react. And she knew they were very squeamish about bodily parts and physicality in general.
So Clement Hurd removed the udder.
Another example of that is the mouse that wanders through the room. In one of the early studies for the art, Clement Hurd put the mouse on the bed, very close to where the bunny was lying in bed. And she said, take the mouse off the bed.
Hurd obliged.
And good night, mouse.
Nordstrom's efforts didn't make a difference. The New York Public Library not only excluded Goodnight Moon from its recommended children's book list, it didn't even acquire the story when it was published in 1947.
And now it's one of the most checked out books of the New York Public Library.
Jean McGinley is vice president of HarperCollins Children's Book Division.
What they didn't understand was she went straight to the child and trailblaze, I guess, because now obviously we have a lot, you know, a lot of our bedtime stories are more soothing and have great social emotional learning hits and hooks. And she was doing it all before anybody else.
Good night, comb, and good night, brush. Good night, nobody. Good night, mush.
In 1952, on a trip to Paris, Margaret Wise Brown died suddenly from an embolism following an operation. She was 42 years old. 20 years later, the New York Public Library acquired Goodnight Moon and eventually named it one of the books of the century.
Goodnight stars, goodnight air, goodnight noises everywhere.
To be a children's writer, Brown once said, one has to love not children, but what children love. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.